This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show, hopefully it plays, is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Boyd's Gun Stock is where you take your weapon and you decide to take it that ergonomic zenith. Because none of them come that way for the most part. Boyd's has taken the time to figure out what works for this type of body, for this type of arm, for this type of length of pull. And there you have it. It's the final part of you trying to figure out that perfect rifle for yourself. Boyd's Gun Stocks, check them out. Right now, I'm not saying this because I think there's going to be another assault weapons ban, but let's remember the last assault weapons ban, because we got a new one out there right now, another one proposed, the assault weapons ban of 2018, the new feel good, we have to do something move, the new knee-jerk move. And I'll tell you what, if it would make a positive difference, I'd be all for it. Except it's not going to. And we already know that. We already know that it's not going to do that because of the 1994 assault weapons ban. Do you remember how excited the gun grabbers were back in 1994? They said that everybody was finally doing something about crime. Now, they had a point, because crime had been rising steadily through the 80s and early 90s, and the ban seemed to some like a very good idea at the time, and dadgummit, the FBI crime statistics did prove them right. I hate it when that happens. From 1994 to 2004, the violent crime rate dropped 35%. Then, when the DOJ released statistics about firearms homicide specifically, they were even more ecstatic. In 1993, the year before the ban took effect, there were 18,253 firearm homicides. The ban took effect, and the number of firearm homicides dropped every year for the next 7 years. They began to rise again in 2001, but in 2004, there were 11,624 firearm homicides, an overall reduction of 36%. And everybody on the gun-grabbing side said, told ya. But that's when, a critical thinker begins to think for themselves and says to themselves, there's something in the back of my head that needs to see the light of day. Those numbers didn't really mean that much unless you knew how many guns were on the street while all of this was happening. A crude measure of gun sales is criminal background checks, and the FBI began collecting data in 1998, 4 years into the 1994 assault weapons ban. So you can't study the entire ban period, but you can study the last 6 years, and then you can study the first 6 years after the ban. Oh, my goodness. So for the 6 years from 1999 to 2004, when the ban was lifted, 52,214,932 background checks were conducted. For the first 6 years after the ban was lifted, 2005 to 2010, 71,319,676 background checks were conducted. If each background check represented one gun, 19 million more guns were purchased in the 6 years after the ban than during the last 6 years of the ban. That makes intuitive sense. When guns are banned, fewer guns are sold. And when the ban is lifted, more guns are sold. So, and that works. That works for me. So, but is it the number of guns we care about or what people are doing with those guns? So then you compare the data on background checks, your reference point for gun sales, to the FBI's data on what people were doing with those guns from 1997 to 2001, 2002 to 2006, and then from 2007 to 2011. And while you're at it, you look at what the FBI says people were doing with rifles, specifically since they were a principal target of the ban. Now, the FBI says that during the last 6 years of the ban, firearms were used to kill 54,468 people, 2,483 of whom were killed with a rifle. During the first 6 years after the ban, with 19 million more guns on the street, the FBI says firearms were used to kill 58,065 people, 2,432 of whom were killed with a rifle. Now, wait a minute. More people were killed, but fewer people were killed with rifles. More people were killed with a rifle during the ban than after the ban. Could it be the assault ban didn't make any difference whatsoever to homicide by rifle? You know what? Yes, it could. And with 19 million more guns on the street after the ban, there were only 3,597 additional firearm homicides. Could it be that limiting guns had very little impact on limiting total firearm homicides? Well, yeah. Yes, it could. So you realize that during the last 6 years of the ban, there was one gun murder for every 959 guns, whereas during the first 6 years of after the ban, there was one gun murder for every 1,228 guns. You're right to wonder if there were more guns but fewer firearms homicides per guns. Where was everybody? What was everybody doing with these extra guns? They certainly weren't using them to murder more people. We know that. Could this help to explain the steady drop in violent crime rates that has continued since 2004? Could it be that people are using those extra guns to defend themselves and to deter and prevent all kinds of violent crime? Well, yeah, it could. So you need to go tell this to all of the gun grabbers out there, especially if you're looking at some of them like the cackling Dianne Feinstein. She looked like a witch that particular day. So I'm told anyway, I don't know. So what does this mean? Well, it already, you know what it means, and I knew what it meant when I started looking at that. This means that having another ban, very likely, based upon the data we have available to us today, would result in nothing good. It would result in no fewer crimes, no fewer murders, no nothing. So then the question becomes, well, why would we pass a law that only the law-abiding legal citizen who didn't do anything on any particular day would be affected by? Why would we pass that law? Well, then it becomes simply a matter of understanding what gun control is all about. Gun control is about behavioral control. They want to control your behavior. They want to control what you can and can't do, what you can. And listen, if you can't fight back, right? Well, then we can also control what you can and can't say, what you can and can't have, all these things. And if anybody out there wants to cross swords on that one and say, oh, well, you know, the U.S. military, you can't fight them, sure. Tell that to the people of Afghanistan, could you? Iraq, Vietnam, Cambodia. Tell them. They didn't hear that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification are ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you.
tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
This is the interface between you and the weapon, and as it is such, you should have the very best possible one you can have, the most ergonomic one you can have, the one that has been designed specifically for that gun, despite the fact that they carry stocks for over 250 brands, 1,500 models, or is it 2,000? I can never remember. Check them out, boydsgunstocks.com. You know, there isn't actually an epidemic of school shootings right now. So claim researchers at Northeastern University. And they also claim that schools are actually safer than in the 1990s, according to a study published February 26th, 12 days after the Parkland shooting. So, and listen, you know, I've talked to James Allen Fox before. I've had him on the show. He's not one of those pro-gun people, I would say. I wouldn't get out there and say he's a pro-Second Amendment thing. Anything. So, after this shooting, once again, as it always happens with these shootings. Well, I say not as it always happens, because it didn't happen after Sutherland, Texas, where there was obviously a breakdown in gun control in the background check system. It didn't happen with Las Vegas, where there was obviously a breakdown in the fallacy of the gun-free zone. But it's happening here, where there's also a fallacy of the gun-free zone. They're trying to make hay out of it, you know. So since that shooting, politicians and policymakers are grappling with ways to combat school murder. Let's stop calling them shootings, too. Let's call them what they are. They're school rampage killings. The solution of reforming gun policies might be less effective in combating school shooting sprees. So enter James Allen Fox, the Lippmann Family Professor of Criminology, Law, and Public Policy at Northeastern University. He said there's not an epidemic of school shootings. And he did the research with doctoral student Emma Friedel. They emphasize that school shootings are actually infrequent. Only approximately 1 out of 20 to 30 mass shootings per year take place at a school. They also suggest that school shootings are lessening. Approximately 4 times the amount of people were killed during shooting sprees in the 1990s compared to now. So banning bump stocks and raising the age to purchase an assault rifle, might do little to prevent a school shooting. The past 35 years, there were only 5 cases where someone aged 18 to 20 used a semi-automatic rifle to carry out a mass shooting. And he says the thing to remember is that these are extremely rare events, and no matter what you can come up with to prevent it, the shooter will have a workaround. That, in and of itself, is one of the most accurate things I've ever heard. The researcher alleges that increasing mental health programs and guidance counselors at schools are a more effective way to combat school shootings. Young Ms. Friedel said, you might have students in a very large school who are troubled, but who are basically flying under the radar because you have one guidance counselor for 400 students. A guidance counselor to student ratio was approximately 482-1 during the 2014-2015 school year. The American School Counselor Association advises that there should be instead a ratio of 250 students to one, so cutting it roughly in half. Arming teachers, now this is what they say according to these researchers. They also said that arming teachers and making schools into fortresses with active shooter drills might also do more harm than good, according to them. Fox said, I'm not a big fan of making schools look like fortresses because they send a message to kids that the bad guy is coming for you. If we're surrounding you with security, you might have a bullseye on your back. But he did not elaborate on how a secure position would be more vulnerable to attack. And Dr. Fox, of course, is the author of numerous books regarding criminology, including violence and security on campus. Although, and I say this, with Dr. Fox has not studied this. The Purdue Institute on Homeland Security has studied this. And they say that the better way to go about this would be to have armed resource officers complemented by armed teachers. Does that make everything that Dr. Fox says correct? No, it does not make everything he says incorrect. He just simply hasn't studied the arming the teachers thing, because I honestly don't know how you look at this and say, oh, they're more secure and they're more protected, and you say to yourself, that's a bad idea. And, I don't know. Have you looked at a school lately? I mean, every school where I live has been torn down and rebuilt for the most part. And I would say that they're hurricane proof. But they look it. The only problem is that we're like 250 miles inland, so they don't have to be that hurricane proof. So that tells me to a degree that they're something else altogether. So that part becomes another thing altogether. And that's where, and look, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that there's any one person that has all the answers. Him saying that there is a workaround, if he really believes there's a workaround for a student that intends to harm other students, and I agree with him on that, if he believes that, as I do, then that sort of invalidates his whole idea that a more secure environment is worse. I'm just sitting here trying to fathom that one. How did that come up? So, there you have it. It is an extremely rare event, and yes, students are more secure today than they have been in a long time. I haven't tried to go in a school in years. My youngest son it's been 8 years since I tried to go into his school. That's how long he's been out of high school. So he's coming up on his 10-year reunion. How about that? That makes me feel old. But besides that, I don't know what else to tell you, except that there's no epidemic of them happening, statistically speaking. And when they do happen, they're getting control of them quicker when they go in. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. You can consider, like, I mean, for some people that have a gun that they've gone hunting with, I know somebody right there at GCN who I've talked to about a Boyd's gun stock, and he's like, he doesn't think that they have one to fit his gun, which I'm not sure if they do or don't, but I mean, this is the gun he hunts with. And he's not willing to change the gun he hunts with in order to have a gun that would fit a boy's gun stock. And some people are just like that. Now, it's hard to find that person that doesn't have one because, like I said, they have over 250 brands, between 1,500 and 2,000 different models. They probably got one that would actually fit his gun. I just have to find out. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. You know, one question I ask myself on a regular basis is, how much stuff do I need when I go out and about? How many events do I need to be prepared for? You know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about EDC. So if you were to ask some of the gurus of concealed carry, a lot of them will tell you that you basically need to carry the Batman utility belt. First, you have your carry gun and a concealed carry holster. Then you should be carrying one or two or more spare magazines. I agree with all of that. Now, then you get to the people that want you to carry a backup gun or two. These are the people that think that you take one of your magazines and wrap it in a gun. Some people that can, I can't do it. I've never tried to do this. I've never tried to hide a Glock 26 on an ankle before, or on both ankles as a backup. You're definitely going to need a good gun belt, preferably a tactical belt that's rated for use as a rappelling and cargo harness, because you're going to need that someday, despite, that you work in an office or maybe you're a delivery truck driver. Or if you do work in the office, maybe you're on the ground floor in the suburbs with that coffee stand right down the street that makes your latte just right. Then you have the ancillary gear. You need a tactical folding knife and a flashlight as a minimum. A multi-tool is not a bad idea. One or two tourniquets, if not a full-blown miniature first aid trauma kit. And then, of course your wallet, because you got to pay for those lattes. Your cell phone, so you can order those lattes. Exactly how much gear do you actually need, though, when you leave the house? Now, I have asked myself that, and right now I'm in the middle of, I'm getting ready to start a big workout regime. And I'm lining up so many different elements to go along with this, because a few things have happened. I've been sick. So, my fitness has gone down really bad. I've gained some pounds that I don't want to have. I need to lose those and then some. When I go see James in June, when I go to Dallas in May, I need to be able to move around with no inhibitions whatsoever, with nothing holding me back. So, one thing I've started doing since I'm wearing workout clothes is that I've started using a off-body carry method, which I just look at as a holster on a gun belt, because I'm wearing gym clothes, So I'm using one of these gun concealment fanny packs that actually specializes in that. This is also what I will wear when I'm carrying and when I'm riding a bike. I made one for myself and everything else, but this is actually better because it is actually designed to do it. So in the bag that I'm carrying, when I leave the house, I have my wallet, I have my keys, I have my phone, I have the gun in the bag and two spare magazines, and in the car I have a few other things. But what I'm actually carrying on me, I just told you. That's it. Some of those items may seem completely superfluous to you, but they are all without a doubt useful. A backup gun is a good idea on the basis that a primary carry gun could malfunction or otherwise be rendered inoperable. If you have a backup gun and there's somebody there that you trust, two shooters are better than one in a self-defense situation. So that would be something you could do. Just ask Mr. Yeager about that one. I don't know how much prudence would be in that. This would have to be somebody I know before I'm handing them a gun. Police carry a backup gun alongside their duty weapon. So it makes a certain amount of sense for a civilian to do the same thing. A pocket knife is always going to be handy. So is a flashlight or a multi-tool or anything like that. No doubt about it. First aid trauma kit and a tourniquet or two makes sense on paper, but in real life, the odds are against you ever having to draw your pistol in defense of you or anyone else, let alone shooting anyone. And most defensive gun uses occur in residential or retail areas, so emergency responders who have more training most of the time than the average Joe or Jane are never going to be too far away. This, of course, presumes that you're going to be able to apply a tourniquet to anyone because you're going to be having an adrenaline dump. You're going to be going into shock because you've just gone through a life or death scenario, which will render you almost incapable of doing anything like applying a tourniquet. But you might be able to. I don't know. Each of us responds in different ways. But it's generally good to have useful items on hand in case they are needed. That's not arguable. But how much gear do you actually need to be carrying on a daily basis? That's the question to ask. Now, I could get out there and I could tell you, well, you know, like in the setting, like say in Dallas, where I will be in a convention center, I'll be carrying a gun, undoubtedly. And in that convention center, I'll also be carrying a backpack. I'll have cameras. I'll have a monopod. I'll have a variety of things that I'm carrying there. I could carry first aid in my backpack. I could carry a backup gun in my backpack. But will I? I don't know. I don't even know which gun I'm going to carry right now. I'm saying to myself, I should. There's a few guns I should carry, and there's a few guns I want to carry. And most of my guns are at back at Ace Firearms. They're having a few things. He wanted to spruce a couple of them up because I was tearing them up, tearing that finish up a little bit from the drawing and presenting and the training and everything else, and making a holster for a couple of others. So that's in play, but you know. Primarily, I'm either carrying right now either the Nighthawk or the M&P Shield or the CZP-09. So, going through those, it's hard to argue with the CZP-09 except for the fact of how big it is. Then, because of size, it's hard to argue with the Smith & Wesson M&P Shield. It's always a conundrum in my world. So, we have that going on. So, I just thought I would share that with you. But I needed to ask a question. How much stuff do you need to carry? Now, according to Masad Ayoub, most gunfights are going to be over within 4 rounds. So, that means it's going to be quick. It's going to be fast. There's so many, you know, do you even need a spare mag? Yeah, well, I still carry those. Carry 2. No matter which gun I'm carrying, carrying 2. So, oh well. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. One thing about the Boyd's gunstocks is the looks. Beyond the functionality, beyond the fit. It can look as traditional and as old school as you want it to, or it can be absolutely outrageous. I tend to go with the outrageous side. You'll be seeing that soon. I think I'm going to shoot a video with that gun just to show from the beginning to where it's at now. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. There's been a lot of attention focused on the Parkland shooting victims. And there's been a few gun control activists emerge from this. Now, there's plenty of conservatives out here who aren't getting the press that were also survivors there. I get how they would come out of this as activists. Given their firsthand experience with the worst experience anyone possibly could have with a gun, I get it. All the same, the sympathy factor started to congeal early when the news emerged that these right-on-the-spot activists were just dupes in the hands of professional gun control lobbyists looking to capitalize on a tragedy. Well-financed and organized even before the bodies of their classmates were cold. And it all started to look questionable, and even more so as news that Soros money was behind so much of their organized protests. But what's really starting to stand out is the foul language, the uncouth manners, and the oafish behavior of the newly minted teenage gun control activists, who are obviously still the same spoiled brats they always were before the shooting. Just now they're getting a whole lot of attention. So, coming from the Blaze, which I never hate, I always hate to quote them, but we get this. Parkland student brags he hung up on Trump White House call while classmate drops F-bomb on TV. Two victims of the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School shooting have become outspoken advocates for gun control, and they held nothing back during an appearance this week on HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher. One student bragged about hanging up on a phone call from the White House, while another said he was thankful for the chance to improve a world that previous generations have destroyed. Exactly how are we supposed to be endeared to this absolutely uncouth behavior? We're supposed to be persuaded to give up our guns, give up rights by this? Are we supposed to consider these unmannered oafs leaders? Now, you know, they're being raised in a world where they listen to gangster rap and they watch the Hollywood bozos and they're, making millions from this kind of behavior. But it's not a credible basis for a mass movement. If the leaders of a movement act like pigs, and these teenagers are clearly doing that, it's a certainty that a mass movement is not going to be behind them. Mass movements in democracies appeal to all ages, and they are unfailingly polite and mannerly. They have high concentrations of women within their ranks, often pretty young women. That's why they work. When you see this dynamic, you know the movement is going somewhere, and it's going to succeed in enacting change. The Civil Rights Movement and Martin Luther King have this kind of social dynamic. The Tea Party, whose members always picked up after themselves after large rallies, have this kind of dynamic. Open piggishness from leaders does not attract a following. As the example of the Yippies of the 1960s and the example of the Arab Spring leaders show, but it doesn't extend beyond the youth group itself. The boorishness of those leaders served to keep others away, and it became a sort of treehouse for a certain kind of youth. And it is a treehouse as the Parkland Goofs see it, according to The Blaze. Caskey concluded by saying he accepts the apology of all the generations before him. We appreciate that you're willing to let us rebuild the world that you, and he drops the F-bomb, up. The same world that nurtured these teenagers into spoiled brats. And let's call these guys the Parkland Few, because we know it's just the camera hogs, not most of the students, that are out there trying to sound like Eminem and saying they won't respect their representative senator and hanging up old Donald Trump, who is reaching out to them for their opinion, and then spewing the F word for the cameras like we're supposed to be impressed by their lack of vocabulary. The more they talk, the less they persuade, and the lower the chance their gun control ideas will come to pass. The polls are already showing that the public isn't budging. Being asked, do I think the Dems could pass and carry out gun confiscation like Australia and the USA? Not a chance. Not happening. Not a chance. So here's to hoping that they continue to act like oafs and apes with their foul language and ill-bred manners, showing us all about their malformed television-watching boorish personas. All we can tell from it is that they aren't ready for prime time, persuasion into results, or civilized society in general. Here's something for them to consider. For a lot of them, okay, for a lot of young people today, we have this millennial economy rising. Now, let's put it into gun buying terms if we can. $500 is going to buy you most any gun. It would buy you any Glock. It'll buy you any Smith & Wesson M&P, any CZ. It'll buy you SIGs. It may buy you even an H&K. So that's, you know, if that gun existed, you can buy it for about $500. Would you pay $500 for a gun that you could only look at on your computer? And this is the virtual world right now of online gaming, although there's a movie coming out called Ready Player One. A lot of people, millions of people, play online video games every day, sometimes all day. And while the games themselves are often free, once inside they're given the option to buy extra lives, more weapons, more bullets. These microtransactions are how the game developers make their money. Players are willing to pay a buck here and a buck there to get an extra life, make it to the next level. It's not so much individually, but in aggregate, the develops make millions every day. And then you can buy things like the skins or whatever. But you're existing in a virtual world where you can buy your way into, I don't know, into luxury perhaps? So is anybody asking these people, what if you took that extra money that you're using to buy that purple striped pistol that has the ultimate grips made out of some sort of a, you know, alien skull, and you moved out of your parents' basement with that? There's actually an active secondary market to sell these virtual items, and plenty of buyers willing to spend and show them off. Online, in the virtual world, one escrow site reports an average daily trading volume of $250,000. Most of the items exchanged go for $20 or $30, and there was a rare gun that sold for $61,000. Someone actually paid $61,000 to buy a bright yellow virtual rifle that doesn't exist physically and can only be used in the game Counter-Strike Global Offensive. This is the millennial economy. When I was in my mid-20s, my goal was to serve my country and try not to build up any debts. I did one. I didn't do the other so well. The generation before me, their first goal was to buy a house before they were my age, in my mid-20s. And you could do that a lot cheaper back then than you could when by the time I was up there. Right now, back then you could buy an average starter home for $18,000. Right now, the average starter home in California with a K goes for $300,000. So what millennial directly out of college packing some student debt can afford that? But when a consumer can't afford a specific good, they tell them to look for something less costly or not to buy nothing. Well, welcome to the millennial economy. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America. We're going to talk about the landscape as it is today. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.